You guys, welcome back. I know I've been gone for quite a little while, but I am back and I'm really happy to be here. Today, I'm going to tell you all about making the most of college to set up your post-grad life. If you're in college or if you're going to college, this one is for you. Welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, my name is Amanda, and I'm really glad that you found this podcast. I'm really glad that you are here. Gosh, it has been quite a couple months, and I'm really sorry. I took some time to really just focus on the podcast and brainstorm and thinking about just kind of where I wanted to take it, what I want the future of the podcast to look like. I focused on some work. I focused on some personal things, and I'm back and I'm really happy to be here. I'm sitting here with my morning smoothie. I followed Kelly Levesque's formula for her 5-4 smoothie, and I'm drinking that. I have a cup of water, and I'm so glad to be here talking with you guys. It feels like it's been forever, because it has been forever, if I'm being honest here. I just want to start and tell you guys three things that I'm loving right now. Every podcast, I kind of break down three things that I am currently loving. And just to share with you guys, if you might be in the need for something that maybe I'm using, or just really anything, I like to share three things I'm loving with you now. So the first one is a book. I have so many books sitting on my bookshelf that I have to read. And I'm reading Present Over Perfect right now. I got this one for Christmas. Davey got it for me. And it is so good. I'm about halfway through it. And it's just a great reminder that life is about memories and being present and rest and enjoying the people in your life. And it's just really been a great reminder that it's okay to slow down. It's okay to take a day, to take some time, to just chill and really be present. And as a perfectionist, I'm such a perfectionist. This book has been a big reminder that life isn't perfect and I don't have to be, and I don't have to feel pressured to be perfect. Something else I love, like I said, I'm a perfectionist, and I also am big on like schedules and routines and making a to-do list and making sure that my day runs as smoothly as possible, because I have a lot to do on a day-to-day basis. So I love my Day Designer. It is an incredible planner. It's the most incredible planner I think I've ever used. I love that I can kind of write down my daily schedule on one side. There's a whole side for my to-do list. I can put my top three. I can focus on what I'm thankful for. It's just a really great layout. You have a whole page for every single day. And if you're busy, if you have a lot to do day to day, and if you really just want to be able to see what your day looks like in the morning, definitely get a Day Designer. You won't be sorry. And the third thing I'm loving is LinkedIn. I really kind of want to go into this more in a blog post or maybe in a podcast on how I utilize LinkedIn. I love it for job searching, because I'm kind of looking for not a new job. Kind of, I like my job, but I am looking for something more, I guess. That's the word. So I love LinkedIn for that. I love LinkedIn for networking and kind of seeing who works in your company that you might not know, that you might be able to connect with. I work for a really big company. I work for iHeartMedia, so it's kind of cool to connect with people who are doing my job and kind of pick their brains and talk to them and exchange feedback. So that's really great. I love LinkedIn. If you're in college, definitely now is the time to start building your LinkedIn. If you have any like questions, just like shoot me an email and I would love to kind of walk you through what I do. But like I said, I'm really focused on putting up a podcast for that and a blog post. For sure, a blog post, maybe a podcast. I'd have to figure out how I would want to do that. you want, if, let me know. Let me know what you want. Okay, so let's get to the topic of this podcast and why I'm here. So today I'm talking to you all about making the most of your college experience to set you up for post-grad life. College is a great time, but it's so important to use those 4 or 5 or 6, however long you're in college, it's really important to use those years to really set yourself up well for post-grad life. I had so much fun in college. I was super involved. I went out with friends. I had a good time. I seriously had so much fun. But I also, interned and focused on school and really used those 4 years strategically to make sure that I would be able to land that post-grad job that I wanted. And it's really great. You're in college to get an education, to get a job, to start your career. So as much as it's a good time, as it's like okay to have fun in college, you definitely also need to be strategic about how you're using those 4 years to your advantage. And it's crazy to think that just like 2 years ago, I was living in my sorority house. I was going to class. I was doing the whole college thing, trying to figure out what exactly I was doing after graduation. And here I am with a job that I really love, and I'm doing exactly what I've wanted to do. If you don't know, I work for iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, and I do a lot of the digital stuff, so social media, website content, writing, editing, video, photo. Anything kind of digital is, my realm. So, and it's a lot of fun. I love it. I had 2 internships previously that were in radio, not for iHeartMedia, a different company, but, what I did there really helped set me up, and everything I learned in my college classes really set me up. I had really great professors that, worked in broadcast media. So they really knew what they were talking about and really helped me, get the skills that I needed to get a job literally right after I graduated. So because I was a first generation college student, I really had 0 idea what to expect. That's like a whole nother story, but I didn't know really anyone in college. So I had like 0 guidance on how to navigate college life, but I figured it out. And I think that I used my 4.5 years in college to really set myself up for life after graduation. In college, I double majored. So I have a degree in journalism with a concentration in multimedia reporting and a degree in film media. I had 2 incredible internships. I interned with Cumulus Media working with Adam Baum. He's incredible. And then I also was a Burt Show intern. I joined a sorority. I'm an AOPI sister, and I held a leadership position. I was vice president of communications. I wrote and later became the social media coordinator and then a senior editor for her campus. I attended programs for distinguished media students, was a member of honor societies, worked on incredible media projects. I started the blog. I won awards, and I totally met my people. My closest and best friends, so many of my best friends came from my college experience. College is an exciting time in your life, but it isn't without struggles. It can be hard to navigate because not only is it new, but sometimes it feels like it is forever. So get stuck and don't take advantage of that special time in our lives. But college doesn't last forever, so it's important to make the most of the experience. When I look back at my college experience, honestly, I have no regrets. I did everything and more that I wanted. I was a good student, I interned, and I was really involved, and I really had fun. So my first tip to making the most of your college experience is to get involved. Most colleges have an organization or club fair, and this is a really great place to start. At Georgia State, that's where I went to school, the start of every semester, we have this huge organization fair, and basically every sorority, every club, every single thing you could be involved in was there, and you just walked around and you just kind of got information. So that's actually how I heard about a lot of the things I was involved in. You can also attend something like BCM, which is Baptist Collegiate Ministries, or go through sorority recruitment. And I think getting involved on campus is a great way to meet others and make friends. These are people that are probably you know, you're definitely going to meet someone that is in the same major as you. You're definitely going to see what kind of things you can get involved in that are related to your major that could really help you boost your resume and get some experience. So getting involved, super great. And it's also like you can network and kind of get to know people. My second tip is learn from your professors. Now, when you're taking your core classes, those first 2 years, you probably aren't going to get super deep in your major. But when you start to take your upper level classes, this is when your professors utilize them, because they probably have experience in the field that you're majoring in and the field that you want to work in. So I was super lucky to learn from professors who had real world experience. You probably will too. Your professors have so much knowledge and can serve as a mentor when it comes to where you want to be post-grad. I actually still keep in contact with a lot of my professors, and one of them is somebody that I always put as a reference, and she's incredible. So don't be afraid to ask questions or go to office hours if you need help with the class. I had awesome professors who were seriously always willing to help. I also found out about internships and special programs from these professors. This is how I got into Cox Media's Day in the Life program. I found out literally sitting in class with one of my professors, and one of them wrote me an incredible glowing letter of recommendation. And like I said, she is my number one reference when applying for jobs. It's also super important to intern early. When I graduated, I had 2 internships, which really helped me get the extra experience that I needed to land my post-grad job. Interning not only gives you valuable experience, but it also helps you figure out what you want to do after you graduate. I've known people who interned their last semester of college only to learn that they hated what they were doing, and they didn't actually know if they wanted to pursue it as a full-time career. So internships are super valuable, and there's so many places to like seriously utilize the career center of your school and talk to professors. They are a great resource and do a lot of research, but interning is so important. Like I said, I had 2. I honestly recommend that most people graduate college with at least 2 internships. I think it's so incredible. Another tip is to take chances. Seriously, take chances. And this is coming from the girl who is the queen of like not taking chances, playing it safe. Seriously, take chances. I think Gary Vee says until you're like 29, this is your time to just do you. I probably butchered that, but he says something like that. When you're in college, you really don't have too many obligations at this point. So take the risk. Say yes to that exciting internship that seems to scare you because it's a big deal. Study abroad that semester. Go to that late night Target trip with your friends. Go to that frat party, even though you have an 8 a.m. the next day. Do what makes you happy. Some of my favorite memories came from taking a chance, whether it was applying to be an intern with the Burt Show. That was literally something I did randomly at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I sent an application, and that internship changed my life. Or deciding to go to a big frat party for the first time with my friends. Be fearless, do your thing, and never apologize for being your true self, okay? Just, if you don't take anything away from this, never apologize for being you. Okay, and I think this last tip is something that nobody really talks about, but use your in-class work to your advantage. So like I said, I majored in multimedia reporting. And so that means I was writing articles, I was reporting, I was doing a lot of things that journalists, like real life journalists, do. I was doing what they're doing in college. I saved all my articles, all my video packages, and all the other products that I did for all my journalism classes. And I used those when it came to applying for jobs. You don't know, if you work in media, more often than not, you need to submit a portfolio. Can I talk? No. You need to submit a portfolio with your application. People want to see that you know how to do the work that they are looking for. So I had examples and samples from my internships, but I also had a lot from my class. So I did really well in those, and I kept them in my portfolio. I'm having a really hard time with that word today. Actually, if you go and check my portfolio right now, some of that work is still work that I did in college. So you've got to show work even for entry-level positions. And because I did well in these assignments, and even, you know, I would go back and fix them after I got, after they, like, you know, kind of told me what to fix, I would go back and fix it and really perfect it. I was able to show those to potential employers that I can do the job they were asking. I was able to show that I know how to write hard and soft news articles, navigate social media in the digital space, and understood media from all the projects I worked for in my college classes. So like I said, seriously, in college, this is a great time, but you really want to be strategic about how you're living those 4 years. So get involved, learn from your professors, don't be afraid of them, talk to them, intern early, take chances, and seriously, use your in-class work to your advantage. Don't let college go by without taking some steps to benefit your life after you walk across that stage and get your diploma. Your college years are so important and crucial to setting up your future. So that's it for this podcast. Pretty short, I guess, but I really hope these tips help. And like I said, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. This podcast is here because of you. The blog is here because of you. And I am so, so grateful. So thank you so much. And I will talk to you guys in the next podcast. Bye.